Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Financial Freedom for Black Women, A Girl's Guide to Winning with Your Wealth, Career, Business, and Retiring Early, is a personal finance and wealth building guide by Brandi Brooks. Positioned as an accessible roadmap for Black women, it combines practical advice on debt reduction, income growth, investing, entrepreneurship, and early retirement. The book is notable for framing financial independence through the specific realities many Black women face, including historical exclusion from wealth-building opportunities and the need to build security through multiple income streams, rather than focusing on one route to stability. It presents a broad strategy that includes career advancement, side hustles, business ownership, real estate, cryptocurrency, and stock market participation. Its purpose is to give readers a starting point for making informed financial decisions and creating long-term economic freedom. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a financial freedom framework built around the realities Black women face. One of the book's defining features is that it does not treat financial planning as a one-size-fits-all process. Instead, it situates wealth building within the social and economic conditions that shape Black women's access to income, credit, and investment opportunities. This matters because many mainstream personal finance books assume a level playing field and do not account for wage gaps, underrepresentation and ownership, or the need to build resilience against systemic barriers. By addressing those conditions directly, the book makes financial planning feel more relevant and realistic. The result is a framework that combines practical money management with a broader understanding of why traditional advice may fall short. That perspective helps readers see financial freedom not as a vague ideal, but as a structured response to real constraints that require deliberate planning, diversified income, and long-term asset building. Secondly, income expansion through careers, side hustles, and business ownership. The book presents debt management and budgeting as essential starting points rather than secondary concerns. This is important because many wealth-building strategies only work well after cash flow is stabilized and high-interest debt is controlled. The emphasis on budgeting reflects a practical understanding that inflation, irregular income, and household responsibilities can make money management more complicated than simple spend, less advice suggests. Readers are guided toward building habits that create room for saving and investing, which is a necessary bridge between earning money and growing it. In this sense, the book treats debt payoff not as an isolated goal, but as part of a larger plan to free up resources for investing in entrepreneurship. That approach makes the content useful for beginners who need structure before moving into more advanced topics. It also helps explain why the book connects budgeting to broader financial independence, rather than presenting it as a narrow bookkeeping exercise. Thirdly, using career growth and multiple income streams to accelerate savings. A major theme in the book is that financial freedom is easier to pursue when income is expanded from more than one source. The inclusion of career advancement, side hustles, and online business models reflects a realistic response to the limits of relying on a single salary. This is especially relevant for readers who want to increase earnings without waiting decades for gradual raises. The book appears to favor strategies that raise income faster, including high-paying careers, multiple jobs, and entrepreneurial work. That matters because higher earnings can improve both short-term stability and long-term investing capacity. By connecting employment strategy with financial planning, the book avoids separating work life from wealth life. Instead, it shows how career decisions can directly affect debt payoff speed, emergency savings, and the ability to invest. This makes the book more useful than guides that focus only on cutting expenses, since it treats earning power as a central part of financial independence. Fourthly, building wealth through assets that can outpace inflation. The book stands out for covering several investment avenues that are often treated separately in beginner finance books. Real estate, stock market investing, and cryptocurrency are all presented as possible tools for wealth creation, which gives readers a broader picture of how assets can work in different ways. Real estate offers the possibility of long-term appreciation and rental income, while stock market investing provides access to diversified market growth. Cryptocurrency introduces a more speculative but increasingly discussed category of digital assets. By including all three, the book reflects a modern investing landscape rather than limiting the reader to traditional retirement accounts alone. This breadth is useful because it helps readers understand that financial freedom can be built through multiple asset classes, each with different levels of risk and expertise required. At the same time, the wide range of topics suggests the book is strongest as an introduction rather than a deeply technical investing manual. Its value lies in orientation, helping readers identify which avenues deserve further study. Lastly, business structures and exit strategies for side hustle owners. Another distinctive aspect of the book is its attention to business ownership beyond the basic idea of starting a side hustle. The discussion of structures such as sole proprietorships, LLCs, and LLPs suggests an effort to help breeders think about legitimacy, liability, and organization as part of building income. That is significant, because many beginner business guides focus on motivation, but leave out operational details that affect taxes, protection, and scalability. The book also references lesser-known ideas, such as selling online businesses through brokers, which signals an interest in not only starting income streams, but also eventually monetizing or exiting them. This makes entrepreneurship in the book feel strategic rather than casual. Readers are encouraged to see business as an asset that can be built, managed, and potentially sold. That practical framing distinguishes the book from more general motivational finance titles. It shows that financial freedom is not limited to saving and investing, but can also come from creating businesses with transferable value. In conclusion, this book is best suited for Black women who want a practical introduction to financial freedom and prefer guidance that reflects their lived experience. It will also be useful for beginners who are trying to move from financial uncertainty into a more structured plan involving debt reduction, income growth, investing, and entrepreneurship. Readers looking for a single, broad overview of wealth-building options will find value in its wide scope, especially its inclusion of real estate, stock market investing, cryptocurrency, and business formation. What makes it stand out in the personal finance category is its combination of cultural specificity and broad financial coverage. Many books either focus narrowly on budgeting or speak in generic terms about wealth. This one links money management to career strategy, business ownership, and asset building while keeping Black women at the center of the discussion. It is not designed as an advanced technical manual, but as a clear roadmap that helps readers identify practical next steps and see how multiple financial tools can work together toward long-term independence. If you would like to support Brandy Brooks, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.